When my parents were married, my mom continued to chose to become a Buddhist. So they had a dispensation on their marriage. And she remained a Buddhist for a very good while until my dad was imprisoned after the war because of the Vietnam War. And during that time, my grandmother, my mom always tell me this story, that every time before she go out to visit my father in political imprisonment, my grandmother, even though she was blind, always have a secret stash of secret money that she saved a little bit. And we were very poor at that time. And my grandmother would take it out and she would unroll the bills. And she said, take this and buy something good so that your husband could have something nice to eat. And my grandmother's generosity moved my mother a lot. And she always tells me that when everyone else told her to leave my dad because they didn't know when he was going to be released, it's what my grandmother, who helped her through her tough times, she was an example of Christ for my own mother. And then that's when my mother began to go to the Redemptorist Church and go to the Fatima Grotto, and she began to pray to the Blessed Mother that my dad would come home safe. And as she was praying at the grotto, she began to hear the word of God being preached. And then one day, she decided to become Catholic. All of that lead up toward her decision to believe. And my mother, her faith would be called very rudimentary or very basic. But my mother and her faith teaches her that when everyone else tell her no, everyone else tell her to abandon my dad, only God was faithful. And only through the charity of my grandmother did she learn to see the face of Christ. Oftentimes we are Christians and we receive the Eucharist, but how many times have we taken what we have received at Mass and truly live it within our own lives? How have we become Eucharistic in sharing the body of Christ that we have received? Does the body of Christ, that the Word of God, does His love being radiated in us and through us? Can people see that Christ is living in us? My brothers and sisters, we do not need politicians to change the world. We do not need the government to make this society better. If each and every one of us live what we have been taught and truly practice what we have received, then I believe this world is going to change. We do not need a lot of money to make this world difference. We do not need to be wealthy in order to help one another, as long as we give from the bottom of our heart. My mother always tell me that even though she is not my grandmother's own child, she loved my grandmother and respect my grandmother as if she is her own mom. Why? Because my grandmother showed her charity and showed her love at times when she had no one else to turn to. And that led her in some way to see that Christ is truly living in this world. My brothers and sisters, each and every one of us could do the same thing. And we have heard St. Paul said to us today, be imitators of God as His beloved children and live in His love. that Christ loved us and handed himself over to us at the sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma, so should we. We are called to be imitators of his love by becoming what we have received, by becoming Christ for one another. I still remember June 29, 2013, when I was ordained a priest. After the laying on of hand and anointing of my hand with chrism oil, and after I was invested in the chasuble, I remember going up in front of Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sillas of San Antonio, and he handed me the chalice that had wine and the paten that had bread on it. And he said these words to me: "Know what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mysteries of the Lord Christ." So these words are not just for the priest, but I think it's also the same invitation for you too, with your own ordinary priesthood, but perhaps for me in a very particular way when I offer the Eucharist. So the first thing we're called to do every time we go to Mass: know what you do. This is not a party. This is not a celebration. This is an invitation that Christ is inviting us to. Know what we're doing. So we have to will to be here. I know sometimes we don't want to be here, but we have to desire and will to be here. We have to know what we're doing. This is not a coincidence. Christ has called me here, and I'm here because of his grace. I'm here because of his love. Number two, imitate what you celebrate. Imitate what Christ is teaching us through his scripture, and imitate the same love that he has given us through the Eucharist. Imitate that within our own life. Last, conform your life to the mysteries of the Lord Christ. How are we transforming our life, changing our life to become more like Christ? And are we willing to embrace the cross when he gives us, or are we denying the cross? It's very easy for us to deny the cross. And we heard in the first reading today, the prophet Elijah almost gave up faith. He almost gave up hope. He sat down very sad underneath a broom tree, and he sighed. A sense of desperation. Yet, even in his desperation, it is the Lord that nourished him, that gave him food to be nourished. Do you believe, my brothers and sisters, that also at our moment of desperation, God is with us? I can tell you this, my brothers and sisters. Perhaps I'm not as old or more seasoned as many of you, but I have gone through a lot in this life. I have experienced poverty. I have lived with little to nothing. Yet I can tell you this with my own personal experience, that God has never abandoned me. God never abandoned me. The government did. Other people did. But God had never abandoned me. And where I am today, if it's not because of his grace, I would not be here in front of you today. I wouldn't. Never in my life would I ever imagine coming here to the United States of America and given the opportunity for an education and to be a priest. That is all God's grace. My brothers and sisters, we have to recognize, especially when the devil is filling our minds with doubts and despair, to blind our eyes with the things that go wrong. It's so easy for us to look at them and say, oh no, I have lost God's favor. Oh no, I have been dealt a bad hand. Oh no, life is not fair. But look at your life, my brothers and sisters, where we are today. All of that is grace. All of that is God's love for us. And all of that is His fidelity and faithfulness to us. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you only one thing, that do not be afraid to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and seek Him. Find Him. Open your heart to Him. Pray to Him. And fall in love with Him. He had told us today that I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. He had given us His own body, His own blood, His very self for us. So it's up to us to receive it with our very self and to return back to Him what we have received. May all of us, no matter how hard our journey might be right now, please don't lose faith. If you need to talk to somebody, I'm always here to listen. Don't lose faith in God. Don't let this world tell you anything that is a lie. Fix your eyes on God and let Him show you His loving faithfulness. Know what you do. Imitate what you celebrate. And conform your life to the mysteries of the Lord's cross as the sign of your love for Him. So that you and I can finally say in the same words as Saint Therese of Lisieux, all is grace.